Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. You know the old song lyric, you say tomato and I say tomato? Well, a new study has David and me saying, you say tomato and I say potato.
That's because the tomato plant may be the ancestor to potato plants. At some point, the tomato genome joined with an ancestral form of a tuberless potato plant to form today's potato in South America's Andes Mountains about 9 million years ago.
The ancestral tuberless potato plant is called a tubersome. It had been a scientific mystery how this plant's stem began enlarging into potatoes until a Chinese research group did molecular analysis on more than 40 wild potato species and a dozen species of wild tomato plants.
They found that wild potatoes have a genome that's the combination of tomato and a tubersome genes. And the mixing is extensive, which means large presence of both genomes, implying the potato wasn't the result of simple mutations.
Instead, the theory is that the genomes hybridized together to form the modern potato. A single gene called SPA6 may be the genetic switch that creates tubers in potatoes.
And a second gene called IT1 directs the underground stems to develop into potatoes. Today, over 100 potato species grow in the wild and form potatoes of various shapes and colors.
Results from the new study may help scientists grow hardier potatoes, which will be important as the earth warms and crops need to adapt. We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or listen to our podcast on your favorite podcast service.